time, but finally I think I'm ready to love someone new. But before I do, I wanna catalog the truth of what it was like loving you.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. A new musical era has begun for our next guest. Rachel Reese expands her sound and allows her crooked heart to take the lead. You just heard an excerpt from the new EP, Two Gentlemen, that was called Loving You. Rachel joins us now from Minneapolis. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Lori. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for being here. Tell us about the name change and sort of, the transformation.
Yeah, well, I've played as Rachel Reese for quite a while, actually. Since I started making music in high school, I suppose, in Freeman. And for about a decade, it's kind of not sit quite right with me because I often play as a band, and that's the direction I've been going in for a while. And I always felt like the name Rachel Reese, all it ever says is a female, probably with a guitar and a lot of feelings. And I never felt that was evocative enough or told enough of the story or gave any clue as to what the music I make actually is and what I care about. So
how much?
So enter the new name.
Yeah. So tell me that sort of thought process, though. Is that something that is it a collaborative thought process of coming up with the name? Was it something that you came up with by yourself and said this is sort of a, I don't want to use the word rebranding, but, you had to go through that part of it, too. You know, you had to deal with all the branding stuff that was out there. Are you doing that in partnership?
I've had a lot of consultations, but no. I mean, I generally am an operation of one, kind of hiring people on occasion to help with things. But I don't know anything about rebranding, so I've had to learn a little bit, and I'm sure I've had many missteps, but I'm doing the best I can. It's a bit, especially with social media, it's a little bit of a nightmare. But
that's right. It's a learning curve for everyone.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, you asked about how the name came about, though. That also was a very solitary thing. I'd been wanting to make the change for a decade, and just the name never came, and I kept on making music and putting it out as Rachel Reese. And then about 3 months ago, in a moment of stillness and reflection, up out of nowhere, the name kind of popped up, and I recognized it right away as the correct thing for me. So,
why does it feel so right even now?
I guess what I care about is articulating the messy, true, honest, not always neat and clean human beauty that we all are. I try to write songs that are deeply personal, but hopefully even more so relatable. I think the world is full of people who feel alone, and I think music is a great way to kind of make up that distance. And
I love that. So, let's listen to something from the EP. This is Are You Good? You Are.
Yay.
You got my heart right where I wanted it to be. From the start, I knew it'd be safe over the sea. But now I see the good you are for me. But do you see? Sound asleep over dreams of unreal till we finally face what we fear. 'Cause I do fear the good you offer me, but I see I can see.
Little musical break for you, Her Crooked Heart. The EP is called Two Gentlemen. And you can get it as a album, vinyl, right? And a CD,
yep,
or
vinyl.
Is it download? All those things together at once?
All those things. I even do artwork for it.
Let's talk about that artwork. How does that sort of fit into this whole process for you? Really interesting.
Well, I guess. Okay, how do I say this cleanly and succinctly? A number of years back, it started with making preserves. A number of years back, I was racking my brain for what can I sell at the merch table that actually feels like me, authentically me, and not the usual T-shirts and stickers and blah 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 beer cozies and stuff. And the thought came to make preserves, make jam, and sell it at shows, which I don't always do. Oh, I don't always do, but most often I do have preserves at the merch table. And in the past couple years, and for me, what that does is it kind of respects my entire self. Mm. Like, I'm out touring and traveling and being social and very outward and commercial and all of the stage and spotlight-based stuff, but I'm also very much a girl who grew up in South Dakota with a Mennonite mom and right. grumpily helping her preserve tomatoes. And as I've gotten older, I love that part of me and where I come from a lot more, and it's sort of been a way to kind of bring my entire person on tour with me. Yeah. All of me is represented. And the artwork is sort of has been a further extension of that. When I was a kid, all I did was draw and daydream. And I've started to do more artwork in the past couple years, and it's been sort of like uncovering a part of myself that I'd forgotten. Mm. And so I'm, you know, doing art prints or doing various drawings or portraits or prints, and having that go along with releases as well. Just trying to figure out ways to represent my entire self, because a music career can really take everything.
Right. So as you talk with other musicians, yeah. work with other musicians, yeah. sort of live this life, how difficult yeah. is it to sort of remain your authentic self, especially when you're sort of swimming in that pool with so many other artists as well?
How difficult is it? I guess it just takes a lot of intentionality, because it is probably in most, actually I can't say that for sure, but I would suspect that many careers, you can fall down the trap of believing in scarcity. And certainly within music and the arts, like, oh, there are too many of us. There aren't enough shows. There aren't enough fans. There's not enough money. How can I? I think it can easily sort of start to make you feel small and try to do the common denominator,
right?
Marketable things that are known and that are trusted. And I guess I feel a little bit rebellious and wary of that.
Yeah. I think about scarcity alike a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm curious that you use that word too, because that's something, that scarcity mindset.
It's
yeah.
powerful. Uh-huh. I mean, I think it's responsible for, well,
right,
pretty much everything. I just read a whole horrifying article this morning about, you know, global warming, the end of the planet. You know?
Right, take it to its
extreme. Everything can point back to scarcity, really.
And let's take it back down to the simplicity of sort of growing up in South Dakota. What do you take with you that is just essential to your core that you really identify with growing up in Freeman? With your mom and the lifestyle that you lived as a child, what's essential to you now in that time?
Well, I was actually just talking with my sister-in-law yesterday or 2 days ago about how grateful I am for the boredom I experienced as a child. Yeah, because we're talking about the toddlers, my nieces and nephew, and how we need to let them be bored more often.
Right.
And I was just saying how the stillness and the space of my upbringing, completely made me the introverted, self-curious, creative person that I am. I mean, I'm sure I was already wired that way, but
I was sick as a child. I had one of those little confinement things where I had to live in a little tent so I could breathe. Nothing to do. And I just treasure those hours and those days of just the freedom to just think and read and do that.
Yeah.
What a treasure. Wonderful stuff.
Yeah. I also think with South Dakota, I mean, the first 4 years of my life, my family, they were Mennonite missionaries in Africa. And so that as well, my family was there for 10 years, me only until I was four because I'm the baby.
Right.
But that, our very earliest knowledge was that not everyone was the same color. And if you want a toy, you make it with scraps. You belong not only to an isolated insular family, you belong to an entire community. Everyone has a hand in that. So I think all of that stuff, and also a deep appreciation for the parts of the country that are dismissed. I get pretty irritable with city folk when generalizations are made about rural areas or the Midwest, that kind of thing. So that I carry. Sometimes I get a little bit grumpy about it.
Carry it forward. Carry the flag.
What did you say?
Yeah. Let me tell you a story. The new extended play is called Two Gentlemen. We leave you with the title track. You can find more on hercrookedheart.com. We'll put a link up on our website after the show as well. And tune in to this week's No Cover, No Minimum Radio to hear more from Rachel Reese. That's this Saturday at 9 Central, Sunday at 11. Rachel, thank you so much. I enjoy the music and the conversation.
Pleasure.
What a gift.
Thanks, Lori.
That is our program for today. We hope that it served you this week. We bring you Invisibilia during our second hour. Tomorrow's program, tune in for a conversation with author and historian John Lauck. Special thanks today to Chris Loffrey and Leah Cover. From all of us at South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lori Walsh. Thank you for listening.